You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, this is Shovik and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. This episode is hosted by Deepthi Ahuja, the content head of HD Smartcast, the podcast division of HD Media Limited. Over to you, Deepthi.
This episode is brought to you by NewGen. In today's dynamic digital era, the need for rapid innovation is beyond doubt. The fintech boom is unmistakably on the horizon, driven by a combination of factors. One of them being the rapidly growing economy, the other being a surge in mobile technology adoption, and finally, a population of over a billion people. But what's that driving force that's propelling this fintech revolution forward? The answer lies in a journey that's exhilarating and yet transformative. In a world where businesses are racing against time to innovate, adapt, stay competitive, stay relevant, one name shines as a beacon of speed and efficiency: NewGen's low-code platform. Join us in a journey that begins with the power of low-code carried forward by NewGen One and elevated to unprecedented heights by Gen AI capabilities. Today on this episode, we are joined by Varun Goswami, Head of Product Management at NewGen Software Technologies Limited. Varun has been associated with this company for more than 26 years. Welcome, Varun. How are you today?
I'm good, Deepthi. Thanks for having me here.
It's our pleasure to have you here. So just to set the stage, let's begin with a primer on low-code. For those members of our audience who probably aren't aware of this concept as much. Okay. So Varun, could you give us an overview of low-code and its significance, more importantly, in simplifying digital solutions?
Sure. So low-code is a software development paradigm. And if you look at it, how software has or software development has evolved over the last 40 years, it initially started with, you know, punch cards and assembly language programming.
Yes.
And from there, it moved to high low-level programming languages like C, C++, and then high-level programming languages.
Yeah.
Low-code is a logical next step towards that evolution, where we are saying that you can build a lot of different applications and different application artifacts without writing much code, right?
Okay.
So basically what happens is you design a lot of things and the system converts those design definitions into functional or working software.
Hmm. Right. Let's transition now into this world of NewGen One.
Yeah.
And its journey to NewGen One, Marvin. Could you explain the evolution and the significance of NewGen One as a digital solution?
Sure. So NewGen One, if you look at it, any digital transformation journey has three critical aspects.
Right.
One, the overall process or the application. The other, what is the content that application is going to carry.
Mm.
And the third is what are the communications that are going out to your agents, to your customers, or to different stakeholders.
Mm.
Right. So NewGen One is a culmination of over 30 years of core product building and R&D. Where we've kind of brought all of these three core components into one single platform.
Mm.
So I was talking about low-code earlier.
Yeah.
So if you want to build an application and you want to define what are the data fields that the application has to capture, you don't need to write a single line of code or go into database, mess around with tables, do all of that. You can just, on the interface, define what are the fields that you want to capture.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you drag-drop those fields, it'll even paint the interface for you. So your data entry screens, your verification screens, it'll build all of those for you automatically.
Right.
So that's a power of NewGen One as a low-code platform.
And now coming to NewGen One, Marvin, which you guys just recently launched, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So in terms of Gen AI, what are the unique features and capabilities of the Marvin platform?
Sure. So like I talked about, you know, NewGen One takes care of your end-to-end digital transformation journeys.
Right.
It could be a journey, could be a loans origination process, journey for an insurance company. It could be a claims processing kind of an application.
Yeah.
Right. So what Marvin enables you to do is that any artifact that you're building on this platform, it helps you to build it very, very fast. So, so Nugen One Marvin acts as your digital Sherpa and it guides you through the process of building that application.
Right.
So if I'm building an application, I might not have the exact details in terms of what data fields should I capture, you know, or what documents should be part of this process. So Nugen One Marvin will guide me. It will tell me that these are the fields that you should be capturing. These are the documents that you should be capturing as part of your process. And it will help me build that whole process from beginning to end.
Interesting. But so this is a B2B solution.
Absolutely.
Right? And a business comes to you and says that, hey, you know, these are my demands. These are the different kinds of products on the basis of which, I mean, I need all of this connected.
Right.
For, you know, my employees to then get quick, easy access to information and build solutions for their customers.
Absolutely.
Correct. Now, you know, you said that Nugen One Marvin helps build these solutions quickly. So the wireframe, the framework basically is built very, very quickly. First, I want to know how quickly is the framework built as compared to a traditional platform.
Okay.
And secondly, I want to understand how does it trickle down to different employees, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when they use the platform, how does this speed, this agility and efficiency, how does it trickle down?
Right. So if you look at it for any large or medium business organization, the two most critical aspects for them today is the speed and the efficiency, right? The speed at which they are able to launch new products into the market and efficiency, both in terms of being able to connect the whole digital journey end to end, as well as give a seamless customer experience to their end customers,
right?
So what Nugen One Marvin allows you to do is across all the three core components that I talked about, the application, the content, and the communication, it allows you to build those very, very fast. And because you specifically talked about how fast, so I can give you an example. So, but before I do that, you know, traditional applications, when you started building a new application, the time was, you know, typically 1.5 to 2 years, that kind of a time frame used to talk about.
Right.
With low-code platforms like Nugen One, that 18 to 24 months has already been compressed into 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And what we are now saying is because of Nugen One Marvin, you don't even need to spend that much amount of time. 6 to 8 weeks, you can easily bring down to 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
Using generative AI as a technology.
3 to 4 weeks. Yeah. I think the lifespan of technology, new innovative products is also shortening now because
it's also shortening. Absolutely. Yeah.
So in terms of delivery, you know, now let's just go to the delivery side of things because we also spoke about employees who are probably going to use that platform to give solutions. What opportunities does Nugen One Marvin present for its customers?
Okay. So like I said, you know, the biggest ask for any organization today is their time to market. How fast can they launch applications into the market, right? But any new application, if people find it too confusing or, you know, too cumbersome to use, it will not meet its intended purpose, right? So what Nugen One as a platform does is it provides a single unified interface through which you can process any different kind of application within your organization. And Marvin now adds magic to that, saying that all of this you can do much, much faster. So I was talking about, for example, the communications that you have to send, right? A typical customer service representative used to spend a lot of time drafting that email that has to be sent to the customer.
Yeah.
But with Nugen One Marvin, they can just specify what is the topic, how many words, what is the kind of tone that they want to use, professional, neutral, right? And which language, even it's language agnostic. So which language, and it'll draft that email for you. So from an employee perspective, it allows you to do your work very, very fast.
Interesting. So basically, an employee, instead of creating a document or creating a solution, they end up becoming the editor if we look at it from a content perspective.
Yeah, because what we've seen is the division between a business user giving requirement and an IT developer, that line has become blurred because of low-code platforms.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And now the business developers are as much a participant in the building journey as the IT developer is.
Correct.
Right? So Marvin now helps you accelerate that process even further. So with Nugen One Marvin, you can specify what you want and it'll build it and give it to you as a suggestion. You want to accept, you want to make changes, and then you deploy. So that whole process, like I said, you know, speed and agility, it makes you much, much faster.
So now let's come to, you know, the downside of Gen AI, okay. Hallucinations.
Yeah.
How do you accommodate for all of that in the, yeah. because, you know, for example, an employee, they mm. might not, you know, there is a solution. The employee is asking for, you know, a case files for basis a certain parameter, right? Mm-hmm. They might not, you know, word it right.
Mm-hmm.
There might be something that is misunderstood mm-hmm. By the Gen AI platform. Then how do you manage, account for those hallucinations? And they might not have the expertise
right.
to know that this is the wrong answer.
Absolutely. So that's the reason we built the NewGen One Marvin platform, right?
Hmm.
Because we are saying NewGen One Marvin acts as your digital assistant. So it takes care of all your prompt building, what we call as prompt engineering. It takes
yes.
care of all of that. You just tell your business requirement. You tell what is the process you want to build. You tell
okay.
what is the report that you want to build.
Hmm.
Marvin will go get that sample reports or sample data models and serve it up to you. Then you decide what do you want to pick it out of it. So your concerns about hallucination, your concerns about wrong data getting picked up or people not building effective prompts, all
right.
that gets taken away because Marvin takes care of that.
Interesting. So basically, jin logon ne prompt engineering pe abhi tak paisa gawaya hai on educating themselves up
right.
anyway.
So yeah, yeah, that's one way of putting it. But see, the idea always is that we want to we want to make sure that the business focuses on what they want.
Absolutely.
They want a new type of loan to be launched in the market,
huh.
right, with Diwali coming in. They don't
yes.
want to have a 6-month or 8-month kind of a development cycle.
Correct.
They want these things to be done much faster. So that's where our entire focus has been, to enable businesses to deliver applications or build applications in a more agile and more effective way.
It's a different level of support, I must yeah. say. But, you know, with Marvin redefining and as it redefines digital solutions, how will it transform the project journey of mm-hmm. the customer from conceptualization to realization? I know you've touched upon it in different ways already, but
yeah.
if there's anything else to add.
No, so that's a very, you know, interesting topic because the product, the NewGen One platform is a horizontal platform and
yes.
a lot of different organizations use this platform today to automate their digital transformation journeys.
Mm.
But a very important aspect is the delivery of that process or that application, right?
Right.
So that is where, you know, like I already said, businesses are now part of building that application.
Yeah.
And NewGen One Marvin will now help them to build those applications in a much, much faster way. So
right.
that's basically where it helps the delivery organization become much more effective.
Cool. Awesome. Any advice or any insights that you would like to share with organizations that are adopting Gen AI platforms like NewGen One Marvin?
I would say that, you know, the time is now, the time is right for adopting these technologies. Like you said, there were a lot of issues initially in terms of privacy, in terms of hallucination. But product organizations like NewGen, we've taken care of a lot of those issues
mm-hmm.
and we've built a solution which you can directly start adopting. So I would say this is the right time to start adopting generative AI technologies and use platforms like NewGen One Marvin to accelerate your digital transformation journeys.
Interesting. Thank you so much. This was, I mean, you know, honestly, it almost felt like I was clearing my doubts.
Sure. And I hope our audience also feels that way.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun having this conversation with you.
Same here.
And glad to know a little more about low-code. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.